Welcome to a brand new Clan After Battle. This is episode 3 and we're talking to you at Brayhead Arena on the back of the 2-0 defeat from Coventry Blaze against the Glasgow Clan. With me as always, Jerry McLaughlin. I'm delighted to introduce Kevin McCoskrey, the match night announcer. He's going to join us as well and give some thoughts on what we've seen here tonight. So guys, first of all, disappointing one. I think that goes without saying. 2-0, a home shutout. Jerry, what do you think?
I'm starting to feel that our podcast might be cursed, Craig. I think it's actually we are the common denominator here. Look, last week we said, didn't we, like, we got beat by a strong Panthers team, but the endeavour was there, that spirit, that kind of fight was there, and it'll be interesting to see if that stays here today. And we didn't really see that. There was enough, but there just wasn't that same intensity that we saw in that Nottingham Panthers game. So from that point of view, it's a tough one.
I think, Jerry, it was interesting that my perception right at the start of the game was the first two or three shifts, there were some good hits getting thrown.
Yeah.
It was nice and physical. The tempo was good, but that faded away just too quickly.
Do you know, I'd agree. I was kind of upbeat as well. First sort of 10 minutes or so, even like as far as like the first half of the first period, I was like, yeah, good. And actually, I was saying to Gareth up there, I was like going, no, they have kind of carried on, you're right. And then there's something kind of turned. It was almost like the pace of the game, that it was a lot more hectic and the pass rate went up. And as the pass rate went up, it wasn't really us doing all the passing. It was like Coventry kind of turned up. It was a wee bit more manic and that definitely suited them. Do you know what's really interesting? Coming into this game, I thought Coventry are a very good team anyway.
Yeah.
But I kind of had this opinion in my head that they were quite an individual team. I like Cochrane and Johnson, and I thought that those guys really good individually. They do a lot of individual things. Obviously Cochrane scored that wonder goal against us, but actually today they were much more cohesive than that. Johnson's line with Ferrara, they were really cohesive and finding good opportunities without being superb. They were just very good and solid, and Mott I thought was outstanding as well.
Mott's the form goalie right now in the Elite League, and I think when you look back at Danny Stewart's decision to change netminders back in December, I think that's been a masterstroke.
Yeah.
He had Jamie Phillips, a decent enough goalie, but he was letting in, I think, one too many goals, whereas Mott solidified the defensive positions a bit, a real reliable guy back there. And it's no surprise that they find themselves where they are on the periphery of a title charge as well. So coming here tonight, and you can maybe say just got enough about them to get the job done, I think was the main thing.
I mean, did we test him enough? No. But he was more like Mop tonight. He soaked everything up. He was solid. He was in the right positions. He did everything right. Killeen actually did the more fantastic saves. Mm. And I already had a note that we don't actually praise Killeen enough. And then he goes and does that fantastic save right at the end of the third period as well to keep things looking, you know, not as bad as they could do. I think Patrick Killeen deserves a lot of credit tonight.
Yeah, he got man of the match tonight as well. That windmill save at the end, I suppose, a highlight from a Clan's point of view. And if that's the Clan highlight from the game, I suppose that says it all, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, a shutout at home is a tough one, Kev, isn't it? I mean, we haven't even had that this season. That is a tough one to take.
It's a tough one for the confidence to absorb, I think, Jerry. You know, it's a real tough one to come back from, I think, this week for the guys. I think they'll have a lot of hard thinking to do and some hard work to do in practice to get a turn it round. But I think at the moment it's as much mental attitude as anything. You know, it's like in any walk of life, in any job you're doing, if you're putting the effort in and it's not working for you, it's quite a tough gig. And to be honest, I think that's where our guys are at the moment. You do see a lot of effort out there, but it's just not coming together. The sum of the parts at the moment is falling way short of what we're actually seeing.
Which is so different from the start of the season, because the sum of the parts, that's what made the greater whole here. And you're still seeing the Bjerrum and Rowe and Laporte line still giving us the most to shout about. I mean, there was the turnover. Laporte steals the puck in the first period, and Mott with a beautifully timed wee poke check there. Chad Rowe had another great opportunity and fed Laporte, nearly jams it in as well. Did we test Mott enough? No, not really. There wasn't really enough going on there. You've got to credit the Coventry Blaze D. I've got to say there, the D together I thought played really well tonight. I know teams defend well as a team, as a five, but I thought the actual Coventry D was really, really strong in front of their goalie, because we got barely no looks. I can't really think of clear cut chances.
I think we were lacking in this one tonight, I felt, which again is another thing that's gone against the Clan and the position they find themselves in. I mean, we spoke on Wednesday, we disagreed about how the first period went. I thought that the first period, I think it was pretty even in the early stages, but you could see Coventry were starting to get a grip on the game a little bit. the first goal, you know, to use a football cliche, training ground stuff.
Yeah.
They win the face off, the quick pass to Bloodoff, the next thing he smashed it past Killeen for the opening goal.
And he seems to love scoring against us. He does. There's that wee five flyers hangover there. You can, yeah, we all kind of sensed in the building as a brutal one. Really, there's another player that we've, you know, mentioned. I mean, that is a strong Coventry team. They've got a really good team together. They've got a bit of size about them as well, which I thought they brought to bear. Mm. They made it a gritty game. I mean, you look at Brawl, I mean, he just looks like three guys taped together out there. I mean, he's a huge unit. So, you know, they had the kind of physical thing there if they needed it. It was interesting with the Johnson and the goalie incident towards the end there. I think it wasn't the biggest Coventry players that were out there, and they were like, someone they should actually kind of have make an effort to fight him there. And it was like, you do it. It was a weird moment, but I don't know. It's hard to put a kind of positive spin on anything there. You know, yeah. It's like, what, taking the positives out. Killeen, you're absolutely right. The effort is there, Kev. You're right. You can see the effort. It's just frustrating that we're not seeing many grade A goal scoring opportunities.
And I think there was maybe a bit of, I don't know. You could see it in the guys' faces a little bit. The two goals weren't as rapid fire as in, you know, the recent game, but you still kind of visibly saw the shoulders go down and the head shrink, and almost that kind of like, not again.
Similar,
you know,
aye.
Two goals in fairly quick succession, and we're really behind the eight ball early in the game.
Well, I found the way that the build up of that second goal worked, it was, you'll remember, it was a really quick sort of passage of play. It was Lakanen picked it up, and then next thing he saw Johnson, it was like he saw Ferrara just out the corner of his eye, just went, right, give it to him, and Ferrara stuck away. And of course there was that little bit of dubiety where the refs had a look at the video and obviously gave it in the end, saw nothing wrong with it. I didn't see anything wrong with it from where I was, but that's not the most reliable.
Just before it, you had Travis Earhart on the breakout, and he's behind the goal there, and it's kind of symptomatic of guys trying really hard, actually, Kev, because Travis is such a fantastic skater and he moves the puck so well. But maybe we need to go back to doing the basic things, because he cuts inside where the attacker is, and okay, he gets by him, but there's no space there, and then he throws it out wide and we lose the puck, and then you've got those quick passes and we lose out. And sometimes you feel like the team needs to be making those simple decisions a wee bit. And obviously we've not touched on it yet, but the power play, it needs drilled. I mean, it needs to be doing something basic. It needs to be just, it's very frustrating to watch at the moment.
And I've got my notes in front of me, of course, towards the end, 2-0 down. Clan by no means out of the game in those final few minutes. You're expecting Fitzy to just throw guys on and just try and get something out of the game, and then that little bit of penalty trouble which kind of blunted the offensive line, and kills it. That's the very term, exactly. And I think the fans got that as well.
You
saw that their kind of reaction to it when, you know, the first guy goes in the box, that was Johnson, and then Poufal sits for the too many men call, and then the Earhart one right at the end is just kind of, oh god, not again. And you know, next thing you know, it's game over before Clan really had a chance to really get into them.
It was an interesting one tonight with the officials, because we had one Lithuanian official, one Canadian official. I was like, thought this would be interesting to see if there is different calls, are we going to see something slightly different? Kev, obviously you're in like near the penalty boxes there. Did it feel kind of different down there in terms of the way that they were managing the game?
No, but I mean, I think for me it seemed, until the latter stages of the game and that little burst of penalties that you mentioned, Craig, it seemed to me like the officials were fairly anonymous in the game.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that's a good
sign.
Yeah,
I thought they had a
good game, I thought they had a fairly good game. And I would say, you know, as somebody that works in that technical area, the communication with the two referees tonight was really good, with the guys in the on the technical side. So I didn't really have many complaints about the officiating tonight, to be honest, apart from trying to pronounce that linesman's son.
We'll take that complaint. That's all right. For me, I actually I think that's a fair shout, because it was more the calls that weren't made were the only nips that I had, rather than the incorrect calls being made, which everyone's going to have every
game.
And
you could hear that in the stands as well. You know, the fans are always the first to bemoan calls that go against teams, and there was a good few of them, I think, certainly from when I was sitting in. I mean, I got the feeling that fans were getting a little bit annoyed with the refs a little bit with one or two things, but that's what they'll do. They'll do that.
Yeah, it's frustration, I think, for the fan base now. Obviously, there's some boos at the end there as well, and you can understand that. I'm not one to tell people how they, you know, to support your team and everything. That I don't mean, look, it doesn't help as such, but I understand frustration. Mm. People are entitled to show their frustration with the team, and the fan base have been amazing and stuck behind this team all the way. And I think that is just a real sore one tonight, because we nearly slipped out of the eighth place tonight. If it hadn't been for the Dundee Fife result, then we would have been sitting in ninth place. Yeah. So we've no doubt we're in a battle. I was just hoping that would have been one of the ones tonight where we could have started to turn it.
And then it gets a bit nervy tomorrow with the other teams all playing, and Clan have a night off as well.
Yeah.
You know, and tonight hasn't helped.
No, I would say, I mean, they say rest is a weapon, don't they, sometimes, but I actually do think this team now needs just keep drilling, hard working it, and just find a way of grinding it out now. Matt Stanic is a miss, but you know, it's, we've got now, this team's got two Spain imports. Okay, Hayward's out at the moment. The team's never carried two imports before.
Yeah.
So we are in a good position to dig ourselves out, and we know we've got the personnel there to do it. We just need to start seeing the goal scoring opportunities, the chances.
Is it just going to take that one victory, Kevin? What do you think? One victory, you know, be it here against Manchester on Friday, to really, you know, give the guys the belief that they can get through March and get above that black line?
I always say it's a game of momentum. It's easy when you've got a win behind you going into the next game, and that's how you build things up. But you know, I don't think we can underestimate how big Friday night's game is for the club. You know, there's always a little danger with that. It's great if you win it, but there's also that added pressure on the guys. I mean, I would imagine, although, you know, I'm not in the dressing room, I would imagine for the past few weeks the guys have been feeling tremendous pressure anyway, the way the results have been going. But they'll be feeling that pressure even more going into this game on Friday night. I think they'll all realise how important it is for the organisation, and that can either work for you or against you, and I guess we're not going to know until the puck drops on Friday night.
Not only that, it's a three game weekend next week as well. Manchester here on Friday, as we said, we go to Coventry on Saturday, then go to Manchester on Sunday as well. By this time next Sunday, we could know one way or the other how the rest of this season could pan out.
Well, that can work two ways, like you said, because if it's, you know, if we get that result at home, Kev's right, it's such a big game now on Friday. It's a huge game because, one, it's a team that we're competing with there, but you're going to play them again at the weekend, and it's all teams that are battling for points all around that same kind of slot, so it's huge. And on the plus side, you've got a load of fans travelling down to that one. It's a double header. We've not had many of them, you know, two away games, so you know, the support will always be there, which is great. And if they're flying high, great time to get three games. If you're low, terrible time to have three games, isn't it? So you just hope that there's a turnaround on Friday.
I think as well, though, Gerry, one thing that strikes me about Friday night's game is, although we're talking about how important it is and, you know, the pressures we're feeling at the moment, what a game that is. You know, with Finner, you think about the dynamics of it. What will Finner be saying to his guys right now? They're just coming off that win tonight against Belfast. You know, they're having a great night tonight down there, I'm sure. And you know how he loves to come up here and do one on us.
Oh, he knows this patch, isn't it? It's like he's the old school, isn't it? It's like going back to your old school with your new mates.
So in terms of should you come to the game on Friday night, absolutely, this is going to be a real barn burner, I would suggest. Yeah.
About must wins, they're all must wins. Our running's not that bad now, when you say not that bad, but it's like for the challenge that's ahead of us, you would take this running, including the games against Dundee, all the teams around us, Dundee, Manchester, Coventry.
I think I've got the running here. Hold on.
Oh, here you are, get that running.
Right, it's Manchester, Coventry, Manchester, then it's Dundee on the 7th, Fife on the 14th, and a trip to Guildford on the 15th. Of course, we're back here on the 18th against Dundee, away in Guildford the 22nd, and the last two games are at home, Wednesday the 25th against Cardiff, and then the 29th against Nottingham.
So what a big, I mean, Clan could have a really big say, not only in their own fate and whether we make it in the playoffs and where we're going to be, but also where the league could end up here. That last game against Nottingham could be very, 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 very interesting. So want to see the team up and running well by that stage, but on the basis of tonight's performance, it looks like a very frustrated team at the moment.
I mean, if you'd want to choose games, Gerry, I mean, obviously there's toughies in there against the likes of Cardiff and Nottingham, but you want to be playing the teams that are absolutely close to you on the points, and we've got that. We've got the games against Manchester and Dundee, so it's in our own hands.
Yeah, and I think the secret's going to have to be, to beat these teams, we need to be taking chances. The power play has got to start clicking, because that's the most glaring. I mean, it's almost at a point where you're like thinking, can we just play 5-on-5? Because we seem more lightly. So you want that not to be the case as soon as possible. And I'm sure Fitzy will be drilling. That'll be number one priority.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll end it there, chaps. I think we found a positive out of that in the end. Good
Kev,
job. Well done.
That's it. So it'll be Kev that'll be with you on his own next Friday.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Clan After Battle. This is Craig Anderson with Jenny McLaughlin and Kevin McCoskrey. We'll see you next time. And in the meantime, keep listening to what we put out. Clan Chat is out there as well. The current edition is out now for download. Download on Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I'm winging this again.
Spotify.
Ticket information for the Clan can be found at clanihc.com. As we say, that Friday night game is huge, so get your tickets for that one. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.